It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Jesus Christ has his second starring appearance on Broadway this season. Last fall, a revival of Godspell opened, and this spring brings a new production of Jesus Christ Superstar, the pop-rock musical by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber that depicts the last days in the life of Christ. The production at the Neil Simon Theater originated at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Canada. It's directed by Des McAnuff, the guy who brought us Jersey Boys. Charles, lots of people know this music from the original concept album from 1970. It first came to Broadway in 1971. And there was a movie, too. But from Jersey Boys to Jesus, how does Des McAnuff approach this thing?
Well, this is an updated version, essentially. It's done in modern dress, as was the last, also somewhat unfortunate Broadway revival, as I recall. And he sort of pours on the flash. It's a very brisk, streamlined production. At the same time, it's quite spectacular. Des McAnuff obviously has a lot of experience on Broadway, and he's been at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival for a few years. So I think this production had its eye on the main prize from the beginning. So it was sort of designed to be something that would fit in with the current Broadway ethos.
And will fans of the music be pleased by the way it's treated?
I think they will. I mean, as you mentioned, there are a lot of people I've run into who say they know that score by heart. They wore out the vinyl back in the day,
yep.
And they just want to hear that and be able to sing along. And it's very well sung, but I think they will be pleased.
The three central characters, Jesus, Judas, Mary Magdalene, the actors playing them, do we have any new sights on these biblical figures or any unusual thing that we can take away with these performers?
Well, as usual, the villain gets the best of it, of course. I think Judas is the most exciting role in the show, and it's also the most exciting performance. It's played by Josh Young, who is very charismatic and has a really strong voice and gets to run around looking very angry and miffed throughout much of the show. And there's also a slight homoerotic suggestion going on here that he has a bit of a man crush on Jesus, so that adds a little bit of color. In terms of Jesus, Paul Nolan is, he looks like Jesus. And but the problem is it's always hard to make that man interesting, I think, at least in the context of this musical. He sort of wanders around looking very wise and noble and like he's very doomed. Angelina Kennedy, who's Mary Magdalene, sings that pop hit, I Don't Know How to Love Him, very gracefully. And she casts adoring looks at Jesus, and that's about it.
The music had a very specific sound. It was very early 70s rock and roll. Does the sound of the music in Jesus Christ Superstar bear any trace of age, or is it updated in a way that it sounds like it's of the moment?
Well, I think it actually feels very dated. Frankly, I think the concept at the time seemed very hip and very novel. Right now, I think it comes across as a little bit kitschy. Jesus Christ Superstar sticks with the original, so you have the original sound, which to my ears sounds very much like something that was really, really hot in 1971, but perhaps a little bit cornball now.
It's dangerous to be too trendy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood each Wednesday here on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.